Paper 10. The Paradise Trinity. The Paradise Trinity of eternal deities facilitates the Father's escape from personality absolutism. The Trinity perfectly associates the limitless expression of God's infinite personal will with the absoluteness of deity. The eternal Son and the various sons of divine origin, together with the conjoint actor and his universe children, effectively provide for the Father's liberation from the limitations otherwise inherent in primacy, perfection, changelessness, eternity, universality, absoluteness, and infinity. The Paradise Trinity effectively provides for the full expression and perfect revelation of the eternal nature of deity. The stationary sons of the Trinity likewise afford a full and perfect revelation of divine justice. The Trinity is deity unity, and this unity rests eternally upon the absolute foundations of the divine oneness of the three original and coordinate and coexistent personalities, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. From the present situation on the circle of eternity, looking backward into the endless past, we can discover only one inescapable inevitability in universe affairs, and that is the Paradise Trinity. I deem the Trinity to have been inevitable. As I view the past, present, and future of time, I consider nothing else in all the universe of universes to have been inevitable. The present Master Universe, viewed in retrospect or in prospect, is unthinkable without the Trinity. Given the Paradise Trinity, we can postulate alternate or even multiple ways of doing all things, but without the Trinity of Father, Son, and Spirit, we are unable to conceive how the infinite could achieve threefold and coordinate personalization in the face of the absolute oneness of deity. No other concept of creation measures up to the Trinity standards of the completeness of the absoluteness inherent in deity unity, coupled with the repleteness of volitional liberation inherent in the threefold personalization of deity.